But why, I mean, why would there be this, what you're alleging is a massive conspiracy involving what would have to be dozens of people in three different countries that has sustained itself until now? What would be the motive for setting up this elaborate hoax?
The critical thing, Anderson, that happened is that we weren't supposed to go public with the raid. The deal with Pasha and Kiani and the rest of the staff of the Pakistan, upper reaches of the Pakistani military community was that we were going to, the SEALs were going to go in, kill this guy, grab the body, take it out. 7 to 10 days, I have two different numbers, later, the president, we were going to announce, President Obama was going to announce that, oh, my God, we did a drone strike in Waziristan, the sort of no man's land between Pakistan and Afghanistan, the Hindu Kush mountain area. We did a drone strike, and my God, we saw this big guy. He looked familiar. We took pictures. We took DNA. We got bin Laden. Instead, the night of the raid, the president, for the only thing the people talked to me, obviously military and intelligence people, their belief is he did it for political purposes. I don't know what was in the president's mind. He announced and said immediately that we got him.
Look, there are plenty of people who share your skepticism, but in this situation, I mean, there are actual members of SEAL Team 6, Matt Bissonnette, Robert Neal, who have gone public, have said that the raid did in fact happen basically as the government said. Their comrades put their lives at risk, were shot at in the compound,
right.
There were bullet holes all over the place. Are you saying they're lying?
I'm saying, I can tell you one thing, I don't know about O'Neill. And O'Neill said we went in thinking we were going to die, which I think is a great exaggeration. And Bissonnette, who also wrote the book, I think No Easy Day or something like that, certainly was not telling the truth about that. Absolutely. I think that his book was, there was a lot of stuff interesting in his book, but there was a lot of stuff, operational stuff, that everybody, most of his fellow SEALs sort of laugh at.